The Economic Consequences of the Peace. Azak Odendal, investment strategist at Old Mutual Wealth. The title of this article was also that of a famous 1919 book by the great John Maynard Keynes. He argued that the Treaty of Versailles, which officially brought an end to World War I, imposed such economic hardship on Germany that a European financial collapse and another war were virtually inevitable. He would be proven catastrophically right on both counts. In contrast, the Memorandum of Understanding between the US and Iran, signed by US President Trump on Wednesday, also at the Palace of Versailles, is unambiguously good news for the world economy. However, it does little to salvage Trump's reputation or American foreign policy credibility. An MOU does not, of course, guarantee peace. Flare-ups and incidents remain likely in the 60-day period while both sides negotiate the thorny issues related to Iran's nuclear program. Indeed, the first roadblock was hit over weekend when Iran claimed to close the Strait of Hormuz again in response to ongoing fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. What lies beyond the 60-day period is also unknown. Nonetheless, reaching an MOU strongly suggests both the US and Iran want to put the war behind them. At any rate, markets didn't wait for the finer details, they rarely do, and immediately started positioning for a post-war world which includes a gradual reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, this repositioning started weeks ago already, another reminder of how difficult it is to time the market. The upshot is that crude oil tumbled to $80 for the first time since March on Friday. This move might be a bit overdone given the uncertainties, but few will complain since the price is now well below the late April peak. Chart 1. Brent crude oil price, dollar per barrel. Source: LSEG Datastream. However, it is still higher than at the start of the year, squeezing household purchasing power and company margins. The relief won't necessarily be felt immediately, just as the impact of higher prices wasn't, as businesses don't change orders, hiring or pricing plans overnight. In South Africa specifically, we'll have to wait until next month for retail fuel prices to decline. Even then, the fall will be tempered by the fuel levy rising to its normal level. Still, petrol is on course to drop around R1.50 per litre and diesel by R3 per litre in the first week of July. From an inflation point of view, the reported numbers are backward-looking. Most countries have only released May data, a period when oil prices averaged around $100. It is only by July that reported inflation will start looking better. However, because the oil price fell sharply during the second half of last year, there is unfavorable base for the remainder of this year, keeping inflation rates somewhat elevated. It's important to remember that inflation always compares current prices with a period in the past, usually 12 months earlier. Fighting the last war. This will still cause concern among central bankers who worry that inflation expectations could become unmoored, in other words, that households and businesses might believe that temporary inflation will become permanent. Central banks are often accused of fighting the last war. Put differently, they tend to be haunted by the last policy error made. Most underestimated the post-COVID inflation surge and waited too long to act. This time round, faced with elevated inflation, and the risk that price pressures broaden from fuel to other goods and services, several central banks increased interest rates. Others have adopted a wait-and-see attitude. Only time will tell which approach is right. For those that hiked, oil price relief will not lead to an immediate reversal of these changes, and indeed some central banks might choose to plow ahead with a few more hikes. Among major central banks, last week saw the Bank of England, Swiss National Bank and Bank of Canada maintain interest rates, while the European Central Bank, ECB, and Bank of Japan hiked. The ECB lifted its policy rate from 2% to 2.25%. It is famously, or infamously, sensitive to energy prices, and hiked rates in response to higher oil prices on the eve of both the 2008 and 2011 crises. It was quickly forced to reverse those increases. However, with the European labour market being relatively tight, the risks of a wage price spiral remain, and the market is pricing in another 25 basis point hike. The Bank of Japan is on a very gradual path to exit two decades of near zero interest rates. Even after last week's hike, its policy rate is still only 1%. Arguably, it would have been hiking rates regardless of the Iran war, though with the yen still weak and Japan an energy importer, it was treading a fine line. Walsh and Peace. The most important central bank remains the US Federal Reserve. Last week's policy meeting was the first under the leadership of the new chair, Kevin Warsh. He will have been particularly relieved to learn about the ceasefire, as it reduces the urgency to act. US inflation has been above the 2% target since early 2021 and has recently moved further away from the target. Chart 2. US interest rates and inflation. Source. LSEG Datastream. While rates were left unchanged as expected, the meeting outcome still moved markets, especially the dollar, which jumped to the highest level in a year. Walsh came into the job with strong views on how the Fed should change, but also facing the accusation that he would do Trump's bidding and lower interest rates. His first meeting showed indications of the former but no sign of the latter. The dramatically shortened statement reaffirmed the Fed's commitment to price stability and dropped the suggestion that the next move would be towards lower rates. Walsh has long criticized the Fed for overcommunicating, and it is likely that he will scale back press conferences, for instance. He declined to participate in the so-called dot plot that summarizes the anonymous forecasts of Fed officials. This renders it much less useful, though it is still notable that several officials now believe rates should be higher at year-end, whereas none did when the March dot plot was published. He has also set up 5 task teams consisting of experts inside and outside the Fed to work on the size of its balance sheet, communication strategy, alternative data sources, the framework through which it analyzes inflation, and productivity and jobs. The latter is presumably in line with his past comments that artificial intelligence will result in a massive productivity boom that will drive inflation and ultimately interest rates lower. Chart 3 10-year government bond yields. Source. LSEG Datastream. In the nearer term, however, higher rates cannot be ruled out if the US economy maintains solid momentum and non-fuel inflation remains elevated. The market is now pricing in a hike by year-end, but this might be an overreaction since Walsh emphatically tried to say as little as possible about the Fed's future plans. Technically inclined readers will note that, while US government bond yields are higher over the past few days, the expected inflation rate derived from the difference between nominal and inflation-protected yields, the so-called break-even inflation rate shown in Chart 4, has declined. To put this in plain English, the market seems less worried about inflation and more concerned that the Fed's reaction to inflation has changed. This seems premature. Chart 4. Break-even 10-year inflation. Source. LSEG Datastream. Higher for longer. Nonetheless, the fact that bond yields across developed markets remain above pre-war levels despite the plunging oil price reflects the reality that the world has changed. It is no longer the demand side, specifically the post-2008 demand shortfall, that is setting the pace, but the supply side. Supply constraints, bottlenecks, choke points, and security requirements are now top of mind. Addressing this requires investment, whether it is in AI data centers, defensive capabilities, wind farms, oil pipelines, or storage facilities. The Hormuz crisis has yet again illustrated the need for resilience and a just-in-case mentality. This is a big shift from the focus on efficiency through outsourcing and the disinflationary, just-in-time, supply chain management of recent decades. All this investment spending comes at a time when government borrowing remains elevated. It shifts the balance between the demand for and supply of savings in the global economy and therefore raises the so-called neutral real interest rates. While interest rates will always be cyclical, bobbing up and down, they will generally be higher over the next decade or so compared to the previous 15 years. This is also reason to be somewhat circumspect over the elevated valuations in parts of the global equity market. For now, AI enthusiasm is solid and profit growth strong, but ultimately capital flows to where the better risk-adjusted returns are. Higher rates could start to look attractive relative to equities at some point, at a time when blockbuster listings and new share issuance to fund CapEx are also competing. What does this mean for South Africa? First, as a net importer of oil and petroleum products, the ceasefire is good news. However, what peace gives? A hawkish Fed might take away by putting downward pressure on precious metals prices and the rand. So far, so good, though. In terms of the interest rate outlook, it is important to separate cyclical from structural trends. The current cycle should be very short-lived. The latest inflation statistics for the month of May showed headline inflation rising to 4.5%, the highest level in 2 years, but a bit less than expected. The biggest culprit was predictably fuel inflation rising to 28% year on year. June petrol inflation will be even higher but will mark the peak. By the end of last week, the rand oil price was flat compared to a year ago. Since it was low in the second half of last year, the base for year-on-year comparisons will be unfavorable for the next few months. However, by early next year, petrol inflation could be negative again and start pulling headline inflation down towards the 3% target next year. Beyond fuel, core inflation ticked up to 3.8%, but the monthly increase was modest at 0.2%. There are a few obvious signs of second-round effects in the data. This could change, and of course there are the risks to food prices from El Niño. However, the Reserve Bank's policy rate is already at 7% and in restrictive territory with room to absorb potential shocks. Therefore, there is no need to raise rates at the July Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, meeting unless something dramatically changes the inflation outlook between now and then. Rate cuts should come early next year. Chart 5, South African inflation and interest rates. Source: LSEG Datastream. Structurally, interest should continue to grind lower, and the trend over the next decade or so therefore looks different to major developed markets. In fact, we are likely to experience a bumpy process towards converging inflation and interest rates between South Africa and developed countries. Achieving a 3% inflation target over time should be very positive for South African bonds and rate-sensitive equities, which remain priced as though long-term inflation will be much higher. A lot needs to happen to get this right, but the Reserve Bank is committed to its target. It is not a war, but it is a battle worth fighting. Investors need to take it seriously too. Ends. Author at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Plus. Posts bio at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Concentration risk at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. One battle after another at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Fragility and resilience at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Fighting the next war at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Old Mutual comments on the 2026 budget at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Turning a corner at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Taking flight and taking fright at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Many happy returns at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Hot, cold and just right at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. The end of the lost decade at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Bitcoin's Black Friday at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Santa SARB delivers festive cheer at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. On track at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. A year of Trump 2.0 at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Interest rate riddles at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. All that glitters at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Interest rate uncertainty at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Rocks, hard places and everything in between at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. People, pensions and policy choices at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Deciphering dollar declines at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Taco, toasters, fire and oranges at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. An uncertain birthday at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. More political drama at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. The madness and the mundane at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Economists share their views on the impact of the escalating Middle East conflict at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Moving targets at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Budget 3.0 Highlights. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Extreme Outcome Avoided. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The How, When, Where and Why of Warren. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The Deluge and the Delusions. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Tariffs, Turmoil and Trade-Offs. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: COVID, Cars, Costs and Crises. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Back to Parliament to Make Compromises. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Making America Guess Again. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Budget Blunder Doesn't Bode Ill. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Fiscal Follies and Phoenixes. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Thinking Through the Cacophony. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Turning a Corner. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: New Year, Same Problems. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The Home of the Brave. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The Clarity of Hindsight. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Real Returns in a Rocky Year. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Managing Mixed Messages. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Watering the Green Shoots. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The Trump Questions. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Trumponomics 2.0. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Trump Wins, What Now? At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Avoiding Fiscal Fireworks. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Stuck in a Low Gear. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Of Hawks and Hippos. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Storms and Anchors. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Storm Clouds, Silver Linings. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The First Cut is the Deepest. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The Investing Games. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: A Time of Transitions. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Pots, Pensions and Portfolios. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Still Sticking the Landing. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Highly Strong Markets. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: What to Worry About. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Charting the Turning Points. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: A Tale of Two Inflations. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Midpoint Musings. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The New Dawn. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Voters and Investors. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Terra Incognito. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: In Search of Goldilocks. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Sunspots and Cycles. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: What Trump Means for Markets. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Old Eras and New. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Pole Positioning. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: High Water Marks. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Shadows Cast. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Thinking Fast and Slow About Valuations. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: 4 years On. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Headwinds and Tailwinds. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The New Big Five. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: New Fiscal Frontiers. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Another Pivotal Budget. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Fewer Own Goals. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Thinking About Geopolitics. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Selling Dastoury in Davos. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Great Expectations. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The New Normal. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Cautiously Optimistic. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: The Cycle Is Turning. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Pandas, Pegasus or the Chimera. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Santa Claus or the Grinch. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Kicking the Can, Not the Bucket. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Horror and Hope. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Dollars and Cents and Other Laments. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Glass Half Full. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: On Bonds and Bananas. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Bricks-A-Brack. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Red Dragon Blues. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Till Debt Do Us Part. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth: Barbenheimer Meets the Markets. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Silver Linings Playbook. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Ashes to Ashes, Boom to Bust. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth A Hop, A Skip, A Jump, and A Cut. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth A Rorschach Economy. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Opportunities in the Chaos. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Rand Shedding and Restrictive Interest Rates. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Yet More Surprises. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth More Banks and Central Banks. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Charts That Matter. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth of Interest. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Rocks and Hard Places. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Battered and Bruised, but Not Broken. Share on your socials.